Then he went onwards and at last entered a room where there was a beautiful newly made bed, and as he was very weary, he felt inclined to rest a little. So he lay down and fell asleep. When he awoke, it was striking 11:45. He sprang up in a fright, ran to the spring, drew some water in a cup which stood near, and hastened away. But just as he was passing through the iron door, the clock struck 12, and the door fell to with such violence that it carried away a piece of his heel. He, however, rejoicing at having obtained the water of life, went homewards and again passed the dwarf. When the latter saw the sword and the loaf, he said, "With these two thou hast won great wealth. With a sword thou canst slay whole armies, and the bread will never come to an end." But the prince would not go home to his father without his brothers, and said, "Dear dwarf, canst thou not tell me where my two brothers are? They went out before I did in search of the water of life, and have not returned." "They are imprisoned between two mountains," said the dwarf. "I have condemned them to stay there, because they were so haughty." Then the prince begged until the dwarf released them, but he warned him, however, and said, "Beware of them, for they have bad hearts." When his brothers came, he rejoiced and told them how things had gone with him, that he had found the water of life and had brought a cupful away with him and had rescued a beautiful princess who was willing to wait a year for him, and then their wedding was to be celebrated and he would obtain a great kingdom. After that, they rode on together and chanced upon a land where war and famine reigned, and the king already thought he must perish, for the scarcity was so great. Then the prince went to him and gave him the loaf, wherewith he could feed and satisfy the whole of his kingdom, and then the prince gave him the sword also, wherewith he slew the hosts of his enemies, and could now live in rest and peace. The prince then took back his loaf and his sword, and the three brothers rode on. But after this they entered two more countries where war and famine reigned, and each time the prince gave his loaf and his sword to the kings, and had now delivered three kingdoms, and after that they went on board a ship and sailed over the sea. During the passage the two eldest conversed apart, and said, "The youngest has found the water of life, and not we. For that our father will give him the kingdom which belongs to us, and he will rob us of all our fortune." They then began to seek revenge, and plotted with each other to destroy him. They waited until they found him fast asleep, then they poured the water of life out of the cup, and took it for themselves, but into the cup they poured salt seawater. Now, therefore, when they arrived home, the youngest took his cup to the sick king in order that he might drink out of it and be cured. But scarcely had he drunk a very little of the salt water than he became still worse than before. And as he was lamenting over this, the two eldest brothers came and accused the youngest of having intended to poison him, and said that they had brought him the true water of life and handed it to him. He had scarcely tasted it when he felt his sickness departing and became strong and healthy as in the days of his youth. After that, they both went to the youngest, mocked him, and said, "You certainly found the water of life, but you have had the pain, and we the gain. You should have been sharper, and should have kept your eyes open. We took it from you whilst you were asleep at sea, and when a year is over, one of us will go and fetch the beautiful princess." but beware that you do not disclose aught of this to our father. Indeed, he doesn't trust you, and if you say a single word, you shall lose your life into the bargain. But if you keep silent, you shall have it as a gift.